Classes in Juneau started last Thursday, but some high school activities have been underway for weeks. This school year, the district has drastically cut funding for activities and athletics, leaving some parents paying hundreds of dollars more for their kid to participate. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Michelle Norman has two kids at Thunder Mountain High School. Her daughter is on the swim and dive team. At the first parent meeting for the activity, she was asked to pay
an activity fee of $600 and approximately $150 travel fee for each meet out of Juneau.
Last year, Norman paid $275. She says this higher fee struck her as ridiculous. So Norman did her own research on travel costs to meets in Ketchikan and Sitka and says the $600 activity fee only makes sense if her daughter qualifies for state competition.
My daughter has a good chance of qualifying for state, and I expect, you know, if that happened, that I'd contribute more. But I'm not comfortable with paying $600 now for a potential $200 expense.
According to Juneau's school board policy, individual activity fees for participation and travel must be approved by the activities director and the superintendent. For students who are in financial need, the district has a scholarship fund. Superintendent Mark Miller says he hasn't approved any activity fees.
To my knowledge, we do not have actual individual fees.
Miller doesn't call the costs put on students or parents fees.
Different sports are going about fundraising in different ways, and some are asking for contributions from participants in order to limit or defray the amount of fundraising.
Thunder Mountain High School Activities Director Jake Jacoby says every fall sport does have an activity fee.
This is an individual activity fee that varies from activity to activity, and it's very low for activities that have low budget needs, and it is pretty darn high for the more expensive program.
He says $600 for the swim and dive team isn't the highest. The coaches come up with the fees, and Jacoby approves them, but he hasn't taken them to the superintendent. Jacoby says the fees go toward gear and travel, but the cost shouldn't be coming out of pocket.
There are fundraising opportunities that need to be provided by the teams in order for students to raise the money.
In an email from the Swim and Dive Booster Board at Thunder Mountain High School, parents were instructed to, quote, bring your checkbook to an August 4th meeting. The main fundraising event is selling Christmas trees, and parents were asked to think of other ideas. Due to district budget cuts to activities, Jacoby says everyone, coaches, booster clubs, parents, activities directors, is working through a new process this year.
I have had conversations with various coaches within the last week about fundraising and funding, and we'll continue to do so as all teams figure out what this means as far as funding all of their own travel.
Superintendent Miller says in the past, the district covered the majority of travel for high school activities.
Unfortunately, we've been dipping into the bank in order to cover those costs. And our bank account ran dry last year. And so this is really the first year that we've had to say we can't go over what we've allocated under any circumstance, and we can't allocate what we used to.
Miller says the district has set aside $150,000 for potential travel to state competitions, travel that teams don't necessarily budget for because it's last minute. It's hard to say if that's enough money because it depends on how well teams do, which means there will likely still be fundraising post-postseason. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.